With the American Cancer Society, also Steve Quinn, the athletic director at Benton, and Michael Lee from Bryant. Welcome all, and I would say yes, the Auburn Alabama one's an easy pick. Until somebody from Oklahoma poisons Bevo, they're not quite up to that level.
Makes them into some steaks.
Hopefully that never comes to pass. As much as we don't like Texas, I would not like to see their mascot taken out. But
no.
Anyway, it is Salt Bowl week, so it's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. And we're on the outside
it's
looking
fun.
In, so it's we have no stress.
Yeah.
All
of
the above.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. We appreciate it. Sherry, let's start with you, ladies first, and cause first. So let's talk about the benefit for the American Cancer Society with all this, because there are so many different layers to the Salt Bowl every year.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm a Saline County girl, so grew up there.
That's
and
right.
So
one of your more compelling traits.
Well, I enjoy working with these guys. I'm actually on the Salt Bowl committee, so we start earlier in the year trying to put everything together, and there's actually three nonprofits that are benefited with this particular game. Ourselves, the American Cancer Society, Rice Depot, and we also do a blood drive as well at both schools. So it's not just us, it's, you know, all aspects. They do a huge food drive. The banks get involved and do a beanie weenie this year. They're actually taking I see your face. They're taking,
I wouldn't mention that on the morning show.
Yeah.
I'd avoid that, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, well, I got tickled. Somebody said, hey, how about we have the coaches do a kind of a beanie weenie eating contest and see who wins? I said, I don't think that's a good idea on the day of the game. But yeah, so they have a peanut butter drive on at both schools for the Rice Depot as well. But for us at the American Cancer Society, what we're doing Friday night is we're doing a text to give. So anytime this week, if you text the word coach to 20222, it actually gives a $5 donation to the American Cancer Society, and it benefits the Relay for Life of Saline County. So,
from me or from someone else?
From anybody.
Where does the $5 come from?
Oh, it comes off of your phone bill.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
an easy way to do it.
That's easy, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to,
can I borrow your phone, Chris? Let me borrow both your phones.
You need one? Which one? You can have my work phone.
KTV
work,
wants
there you
to
go.
Give $5.
KTV phone. You can borrow that one, the bat phone.
That's a cool deal. I like that.
And you can do that up to 5 times per day for a $25 donation. So, and it just hits your phone bill. So it's a great way the night of the football game, because it doesn't take away from concessions or anything we're doing at the
That's
game.
Cool.
They actually pay it later when they pay their phone bill. So,
yes. You'll still have plenty of money left over to buy Beanie Weenies.
That's right.
That's good.
That's right. Yeah, they said that Saline County was pretty much sold out of Beanie Weenies, so apparently banks are doing their job.
Well, that was
Rice
a staple
Depot.
When I was a kid. They served that at my grade school like 3 times a week, so that was all good. So how are we feeling about the game? Steve, I'll start with you. How you feel going in this week? You guys are off to a good start.
Yeah, off to a good start. Probably the best start we've had in a long time. So, you know, our kids feel pretty good. It, you know, had a good game at Greenbrier last week and were able to put up some numbers. So, you know, the confidence level's up a little bit probably from what it's been in the past year. So, yeah, I know the buzz around town, the talk around town, it's kind of got everybody excited. But, you know, it's like anything in athletics. If you got a couple of wins under your belt, it always makes it a little bit better. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to go and compete. You know, we've got a little bit better record going in this year. But, you know, Bryant's kind of owned the Salt Bowl for the past several years. So, it's going to be tough still.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we did a game a couple years ago. I remember it was in a torrential downpour. At least the weather will be solid this year. So
That's definitely
that's
a plus. Mike, talk about how Bryant has done this year. I know not the start that you wanted, but you played some good teams so far starting off.
Yeah, we have. We've played really three competitive games. We played Conway week one, then we –
That's a tough opener right there.
That was.
Yeah.
Conway's really good.
Absolutely.
Coach Ashcraft up there does a great job, and his staff, and they have some – they're ginormous.
Yeah.
They were really
– They got some
physical.
Big linemen, don't they?
They were really physical, and there's parts of us still up there on that field, I think.
Got to regroup.
We bounced back against Coach Register and Central the next week.
Solid win.
Really, that was a solid win. It was a great coaching staff win, I felt like. We had an athlete that – We moved to quarterback that week. That's a receiver traditionally, and you know, we had lost our quarterback to concussion at the end of the Conway game, and Devontae did a really great job running our offense, and we kind of tricked him up. I don't know in today's age of social media and all that stuff how you keep that stuff under wraps, but Coach Callie and his staff managed to do that. And we played a really good game at Central and came out of there, and then Catholic came to our place last week in the rain and moved us around, to be honest with you,
okay.
And handed us our second non-conference loss. So we're – I know talking to Coach Callie and the staff a little bit, we're excited about the chance to start conference play. What a venue outstanding. You know, we're looking for 30,000 people at the Salt Bowl, so we're excited about the opportunity for sure.
Michael Lee, Steve Quinn, Sherry Jones joining us for talking about the Salt Bowl this week. And, again, it's always fun. Now, this is your third year at Bryant.
Starting third year.
Where did you grow up?
Originally North Little Rock.
Okay. So you're obviously familiar with the rivalry, and you've now been in long enough to.
Yeah, I'm real familiar with it now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And Steve, what from a high school standpoint, I know you were Southern Arkansas, I guess, when I first got to know you, but you've been around a long time. How many years has this been for you?
My fifth, believe it or not. It's going really fast.
Yeah. Well, I remember talking a few years ago. We were down doing a show down there. But it's going to be the center of attention this week without a doubt, and I'm hoping people get on board with the donations. And KATV, it sounds like it's going to be heavily involved this week as well. So
we are.
What's the plan?
Looking forward to it. Our Daybreak pep rallies, which we've had for 6 years now, we're continuing this week. And we're not going to just one location. We're going to two. We're going to Benton and Bryant to start off the Friday morning. We're going to be there live 5 to 7 a.m. You can catch it on Channel 7. We're going to encourage everyone from both communities to come out, parents, kids, players, administrators, teachers, everyone come out. We're going to have a great time and get everybody ready for the big game that night.
So what time do we kick? 7?
7:30.
7:30, okay. So we'll have a little extra time.
There's a pregame. So
talk to me about that.
There's an entire pregame session from 7 until 7:30, and that's when a lot of the honorees come out. I think you guys are doing the Pee-wee kids.
Yeah, we obviously recognize all of our youth programs, all of our youth cheerleaders, youth football players. Like them, get them introduced on the field. Matter of fact, we had a great sponsor. Bryant Braces actually picked up and paid for all their tickets this year, so that one actually worked out very, very well for them. But we'll have that. We'll also have some introductions and those type things on some of our charities. You know, obviously our Beanie Weenie Drive, which is always going to be a new local favorite, I'm sure. you know, all that information gets put out before the game, so there's quite a bit going on. And then at halftime is kind of the big thing as well, because Everett will have the you can actually come out and win a new truck. If you can throw a football in the back of the truck from three different spots, you get to drive it home. So it's kind of a neat deal. And Kicking for Chicken, if you can kick an extra point through there, you get free chicken sandwiches for a year. So that's a lot of yard bird.
Wow.
So,
I like that.
Yeah.
Deal.
So anyway, so there's a lot of things that go on quite a bit. And of course, all the tailgating stuff starts at 5 o'clock before. Okay. And that's really a big deal.
Now, do the junior high kids play this week? Do you guys have a Thursday night game between Benton and Bryant?
No, we actually saved that one because we're in the same junior high conference. So we actually saved that rivalry for the last game of the year. And that's always a big deal. That'll fill it up. So it'll be.
We need to do a fundraiser for the little salties going at it.
Hey, I'm in.
That'd be fun. Let's work on that. That'd be a good way to end the season. That'd be a fun deal. So, it's always cool. I mean, it's you know, this is one that I think people everybody around Central Arkansas appreciates it, probably all over the state. But the fact that you can get that many people packed in a War Memorial for a regular season game is pretty amazing. But
one of the things I liked last night, we had the press conference, and both there was two players from each team, and they actually interviewed, and they got up and spoke, and. It was interesting because they were talking about the two players from Benton were actually on the same Pee-wee football team as one of the players from Bryant. So they were talking about how they've looked at this for their entire lives, and now they get to go on this stage. So it's a really cool deal for these students, and that's what I liked last night, just hearing these kids talk about that and talking about, you know, it's getting them ready for college. So when you're going on that level of playing field. So I thought that was kind of cool, and how they were very much gentlemen last night. There was no trash talking or.
Well, of course not.
I know. I'm sure they do that in the locker rooms, but, you know.
Ask them on
these
Thursday
guys have
and
taught them well.
You don't
so.
Trash talk till kickoff.
Yeah.
Give me any bulletin board material just yet. Let me get Boomer in here, and I want you all to be thinking your favorite rivalries outside of high school football. So I'll give you a minute to think about it, which is more than we did for Jim Harris. He was able to come up with something, though. I was impressed. Boomer.
Hello, guys.
Hey Boomer.
Boomer.
This is the
What's
Boomer. Oh, my God.
On, man?
Long time no speak. Well, it's easy to figure out which rivalry is his favorite.
Well, it's very obvious. The only one that matters is Oklahoma, Texas.
Of course.
Michigan, probably Notre Dame.
Or Michigan, Ohio State would be their chief.
Ohio State.
That'd be the big one.
You know, that's a big rivalry.
I actually like watching the Civil War every year between Oregon and Oregon State.
Yeah?
Well, it's not bad. That's not bad. And USC and UCLA is probably going to build back into a pretty good rivalry.
That's true. And let's go Jim Mora. I hope they beat USC by 400.
Right. But you realize that Oklahoma is in South Bend this weekend?
Yes, I did. I'm picking them. They better win.
Well, you know, they're 1-9 all time against Fighting Irish.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1-9.
They should have beat them last year. When do they play Baylor? That's the game I want to see.
Oh, Baylor is it's like the third from the last game of the year. So we'll see what happens with OU prior to that. I mean, there's a lot of good games in between there.
Right.
But you realize there's 12 Heisman trophies. You add the total from Notre Dame, which has the most. Ohio State's tied with them, and then Oklahoma's got 5. So there's two schools that's got a lot of old history and a lot of tradition.
How are you feeling about the game this week, Boone?
I think we'll probably win simply because it's my birthday, and Stoops owes me a couple.
Yeah, so. At least. Well, happy birthday in advance, and good luck this week.
Well, like that. And just remember this, Arkansas fans, about Texas A&M. Arkansas beat them in Jerry Jones' stadium a couple of years. Don't give all the hype. Arkansas, back in the day, had A&M come to War Memorial Stadium. I think that's ranked number 2 in the country. Jackie Shaw was the coach. And Arkansas ran them out of town. They're still Aggies. You've got hope.
I like it.
Boomer Sooner and stuff they can.
See you, buddy. All right. Coach Quinn, you want to comment on the Arkansas A&M game?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, I was a graduate assistant at Baylor, so I'm hog agnostic at times. You know, I mean, I admit they exist, but I don't always worship them like everybody in the state.
I understand.
But, you know, I grew up here, so.
Well, Baylor's getting it done, though, so at least you got something to celebrate there.
Well, yeah, finally. It's been a lot of long years. I didn't announce that up until here about a couple of years ago. RG3 kind of brought that back out in
well,
me.
Well, and the women's and men's basketball programs are playing well. I mean, a lot of good things happening there.
Yeah, they really are.
How would you defense Johnny Manziel?
You got to stay aggressive. You got to keep chasing him. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You're going to give up a play, and your defense has to know they're going to give up plays, and you just keep chasing him. The worst thing people do with Manziel is they get back on their heels a little bit. They start trying to play a little bit conservative, trying to keep everything in front of him. Hey, he's going to make his plays. Let him make his plays. Just don't let him beat you to death.
I like that. Okay, so what about your favorite rivalry outside high school football?
Oh, Georgia-Florida.
Okay.
Georgia-Florida.
That's what Chris said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris has had
it. I grew up around it.
Yeah,
so.
You've been able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
The fact that they call it the largest cocktail party. It probably has nothing to do with it for Chris, I'm sure.
Yeah. No.
How about for you?
On how to defend Manziel or
both?
Robert?
Either one.
You pray a lot when you got to deal with that guy.
Turn to the big guy.
That's the first thing you do. That guy is a mess to deal with. Yeah. I'm kind of with Steve. You got to be aggressive, you know, and take your chances because you got to get off the field some way. And if you don't get to him, you're going to get off the field the wrong way.
Right.
And so. Yeah. That's the main thing.
What about favorite rivalry outside high school?
Army Navy for me.
That's
okay.
A good one.
Army, that's a great Navy, one.
Man. That has not been mentioned.
The pageantry and all the everything that goes with that game is just ever since I was a little kid.
I'm with you.
Just
well, they always it's always been a TV showcase, which is great. Yeah. So everybody can kind of feel part of
it. It's amazing.
That's definitely
TV.
Appointment TV for sure. Sherry, what about you?
I'm an Arkansas girl, so it's Arkansas LSU
okay.
for me. So other than that, I don't watch a lot of college football.
Unfortunately,
so,
that's one of the many games that the other team doesn't always consider a rivalry.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, well.
But it's a fan rivalry.
There you go.
Well, listen, good luck to both your teams the rest of the way. And like Chris, I will stay neutral this week. But it's always a great experience, and I look forward to seeing KATV's coverage and highlights of the game on Friday night. So. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to both of you. Appreciate you coming
in.
Jerry, thank you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you all.
Again, get your phone out or your friend's phone when they're not looking. Text COACH to 20222 and win big for the American Cancer Society. The competition.